Good Tuesday morning, Las Vegas. Welcome to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Case Kiefer, Taylor Byrne. You're waking up with the sun right here on 91.5 KUNV, our weekly sports show, talking all things Las Vegas sports. And today, boys, we will give everybody a warning. We are taping this show, and we want to start off with Jerry Tarkanian. A little scare last week. Coach Tark admitted to the hospital. Minor heart attack. I don't know if you could classify any heart attack as minor, but that's what it's being classified as. More importantly, health-wise, a little bit of a collapsed lung. Case, you got to talk with his wife, Lois, his daughter, Jody, and I'm sorry, Taylor.
Case, why don't you let us in on this?
I'm looking at Taylor. I'm talking to Taylor, and somehow I say Case. But anyways, Taylor.
We're very similar-looking gentlemen.
Yes.
I could see how you could describe
Yes. Two attractive gentlemen, if
I
could say
of course.
Anyways, back to basics. Coach Tark, family seemed in high spirits the whole time, even when he was in intensive care.
Yeah, got moved to a regular room a couple of days ago, and it seems like, you know, release almost impending. Could be coming. It took the turn that it needed to as far as his health. You mentioned the heart attack. When you're 81 years old going to the hospital and you hear those words, never a good thing. But really, the heart attack was never the issue. Like, he didn't even know that he had suffered one. It was all about his lungs. He had suffered from bronchitis from the previous week. Jody said probably from a trip that he had taken to Fresno, you know, just kind of being in the airplane, the different air, it can, you know, just affect him. And so that's been the issue, is trying to get his breathing back to normal. He was doing a lot of wheezing. That's what urged them to get to the hospital in the first place. They were at a dermatologist appointment and then just wanted to go get a breathing treatment. And that's when they just discovered the heart attack. And so they kept him there. It seems to have turned for the better. Like you said, they are in high spirits. They've ruled out pneumonia. And so that was kind of one of the concerns when he was still in the ICU, was trying to make sure that wasn't an issue, because especially at that age, that could be, you know, deadly. Like, that could be very serious. But it seems to have turned better. He's breathing better. All signs are good at this point, which is a good thing to hear.
Okay. When it all comes down, of course, we all start thinking about Tark and his legacy. But kind of a weird thing crosses my mind. I said, wouldn't it be cool if Tark had his own Twitter account? So everybody
is someone else running this for him?
Or? No, I mean, obviously he's not going to run it himself. Trust me, I've talked to the man on the phone. That's an adventure of its own. But wouldn't it be cool? I don't know why I was thinking that, because we get so much news now from Twitter. You know, like, where is this player going to commit, or who's going to do that, or whatever it may be. It seems to go on Twitter first, and everybody's trying to figure out how Tark is and updates on his health. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be cool if it was like at Shark Tank Champ or whatever.
I think
I'm doing good, guys.
I think UNLV fans would certainly enjoy that, but I don't think it's going to happen. And as great as Twitter has been, and like you said, a bunch of news broke on there, I don't think Tark's generation has necessarily embraced it. You don't see many – how old is Tark? 80?
81.
You don't see many 81-year-old former coaches hanging out on Twitter updating their – legions of fans. But hey, I would have nothing wrong with it. I'd follow him, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
I'm surprised there's not a fake Tark account that's kind of taken off, because that's like the subgenre of Twitter, is all of the fake accounts that are now as like reputable or well read as what the real ones would be if they were on there.
I feel like this, and you guys might tell me I'm totally wrong with my Twitter theory, it's kind of different than everything else. It seems like everything else blows up first kind of on the West Coast and comes in. I feel like Twitter, we're a little bit behind here compared to other places. We don't have all these fake accounts. And I feel like things that are based here and even L.A., Southern California, I feel like Twitter is even bigger on the East Coast, maybe the Midwest and Southeast. I don't know how this got into Twitter theory, but it seems like we have a lot less of that stuff here than maybe other
locations in the country. Maybe we've got better things to do outside than run Twitter accounts.
That might be a good
But you're right. Our former colleague Rustin Dodd at the Kansas City Star actually wrote an article about that recently, because in Kansas City, there's just a ton of fake accounts, like especially KU basketball. There are way too many. Like, you know, the guy, redshirt freshman on the end of the bench who's never played has a fake Twitter account. Like, that's they're all over it. So, yeah.
That's a good idea for me.
And I don't know the details because I didn't read about it because I didn't care much, but they held some kind of NCAA tournament of social media of the 68 teams that were in, and Kansas won. They had the best social media of any team in the tournament. So maybe it's more of a Midwest thing. I don't know.
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. You're waking up with the sun right here on 91.5 KUNV. We were talking about Tark. Now we're talking about Twitter. Might as well give out our Twitter handles.
So T to the T. It's an easy transition.
Yeah, I'm a Ray Brewer 21. Case is Case Kiefer.
Pretty easy.
And Taylor is Taylor Byrne.
Taylor Byrne, B E R N.
You guys must have been ahead of the curve getting the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but back.
Do you know? Did you try to get just regular Ray Brewer?
I got the 21 out of my respect for the greatest baseball player.
Sammy Sosa, of course.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa, Roberto Clemente. But I guess back to Tark, when I had heard that he had the pneumonia, I knew
didn't have pneumonia,
but the breathing problems. I knew a guy, 91-year-old guy, who had pneumonia, strong as an ox, used to like walk 3 miles every day, great shape, and you know, one day you see him, he's got a cough. Next day he's got pneumonia. Next day he's in a hospice. Next day you're at the funeral. It goes that quick with elderly people. And I guess the reason I bring it up is because last week we finally got a chance, at least I did, to kind of say, wow, man, this guy, Jerry Tarkanian, what did he do for Las Vegas? I mean, without him, UNLV would be pick some cruddy little California university. You know, because if we don't have Jerry Tarkanian, you can make an argument that we don't have a football program. You can make an argument that our basketball program's not that good because he brought big-time college sports to Las Vegas. He brought all that revenue in, which allowed us to float a football team that's never won. You know, if you look at the Big West back when UNLV played, back in the day, it was Pacific and Long Beach State and Cal State Fullerton, teams that don't have football programs anymore. And teams that UNLV dominated en route to being, you know, Final Four was 3 out of 5 years, 87, 90, 91. If it wasn't for Tark, I mean, just think of the impact he had on this city.
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, you're much more the historian than I am, having lived here for
three, four months.
But, you know, growing up in Iowa, I know who Jerry Tarkanian is, or, you know, And I knew of UNLV because of him. Like, without that, especially, you know, for my kind of generation, the 90 and 91 teams, like, there are still a lot of national writers who are kind of our age, a little older. Like, that's the team that got them interested in college basketball. Like, that was such a huge thing on the national scene, and people still talk about them all the time. You know, it changed the game.
Well, former Mayor Oscar Goodman always tells a story about he was in New York City for business one day before he became the mayor, and he saw a bunch of people wearing UNLV hats and shirts in New York. And it just, I mean, this man, what he's done, shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Now, I know with Tark, there also comes a lot of baggage, and, you know, clearly his last few years at UNLV with the investigations, and, I mean, everybody saw the HBO documentary. It's a shame, but here's a guy who, for what he did, Casey's the man. He's the man.
Yeah, I'd like to throw myself into that mix, those UNLV hats. I have pictures from when I was a kid with a UNLV basketball shirt on, so how really? About that? Yeah, yeah. I
Is keep that when you were living in Arkansas?
I think I lived in Alabama, or maybe Arkansas. Arkansas,
I
Alabama.
I asked because
so.
UNLV had those epic games with Arkansas.
Yeah, I know. Todd I remember Day, I was
Big Ollie Miller.
That's actually some of my first basketball memories from when I was really small were Arkansas basketball. I don't know how we're getting off on this, but I'm not an Arkansas fan. Don't care, but I do remember staying up to watch Corliss Williamson and some of those other guys one year.
They won the title, what, in 95?
I wanted to say 93.
No, definitely was
94. No, it wasn't 95. 95 was Arizona, because Kansas had like their best team ever in 95. One loss, Arizona 4-1.
I was going to ask if you were a fan of that team, Arkansas team that won.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, I mean, I was like 5 years old, but yes.
And I was saying how I remember watching the championship game at the Student Union at UNLV.
Wow. That's I didn't know you were that much older than me. Well, I guess
that's how old I am. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on KUNV 91.5. We're here once a week, part of Waking Up with the Sun, and every week we talk sports and what we cover the best.
And Twitter
and whatever else. Gambling. I remember last week, I guess I gave you guys a few Stone Cold locks. I think I went 0 for 2.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, I disagreed on both of them, and I was right on both of them.
The Syracuse-Wisconsin game, I had the right side, but not the right with the spread, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
But didn't I have Ohio State beating Cincy and covering, and they did? Or did they not cover?
You said you liked them, but that wasn't one of your Stone Cold locks.
Who were my two Stone Colds?
The other one was Baylor, wasn't it?
I think we'd have to go circle. Yeah, I think Baylor, and you also said you liked Marquette over Florida.
Well, there you go.
So there's 0 for 3 right there. If you can get Ohio State, that's 1 for 3.
Okay,
well, actually, yeah, so I think I went 3-0 on your Stone Cold
Stone
locks,
Cold
but taking the other side.
I try to get people headed in the
still,
right
they're
direction.
They're still Stone Cold locks if you just take the opposite side.
That's true. You got that going for you.
Here's what I like. I like these high scoring. Now I know I'm an over better for the totals, but aren't these high scoring games where the halftime score is like 50-49? Aren't they a lot more entertaining than some of those Louisville games that they were putting up where you were lucky to get that as a final? It makes for me basketball a lot more entertaining.
I don't know. I can find entertainment in the game kind of no matter what. Like I was weaned on half court games in the Valley and kind of, not having the same type of athletes. But even I think in this tournament, there haven't been a whole lot of, outside of Kentucky, high scoring games. You looked at the KU North Carolina, it was tied at 47 at halftime. And then, for a bulk of the second half, everything slowed down. Like it kind of regressed to the mean. Like I feel like I've seen a lot of that where first halves have in this tournament just kind of leaned that way, been quicker paced, and then as the game goes on, it just kind of settles in, I guess. I don't think I've seen as much of the just straight run and gun when you're not talking about like a Kentucky team.
Yeah, there's definitely been maybe this weekend a little bit different, but overall there have been more unders in this tournament than overs, although Sunday the favorites cover in both games and both games go over to make it sports betting, which tells me my Stone Cold lock, although I don't say there's anything such a – I don't think there's a lock in anything, but I do not think that the two favorites win in the Final Four. I think we are not going to see Kentucky-Ohio State. I don't think – I think that a wrench is going to be thrown in the plans. I just think everything's gone too much according to plan these last couple days. I think either Kansas or Louisville wins.
Okay, Case Kiefer, the gambling expert on LasVegasSun.com. Case, give us the lines – I think everybody hates Rick Pitino so much they can't see Louisville.
Wait, what? Where is?
I didn't know people hated him.
Are we not living in Las Vegas? How short is our memories? Rick Pitino comes here, almost takes the UNLV job. Turns out he had no intentions of coming to UNLV. Was just using us to get his salary boosted up. That's where I say everybody.
Okay,
hates
so
Rick
everyone
Pitino.
Here hates him.
Everybody here hates Rick Pitino.
I was about to say because nationally, I would say everyone hates Calipari.
Yeah.
Would you not?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's
and
true.
They both hate each other. It all works out.
There's a lot of hatred going around. I was going to give you my Stone Cold picks. Give me the lines. I'll tell you who's going to win the Final Four. I'm almost certain who's going to win.
All right. Well, the lines are very tight. I think they're right on. Probably correct. Kentucky. Settling in Las Vegas, at least, is a 9-point favorite over Louisville. And then the Kansas-Ohio State game, Ohio State, 2.5, except for at the win where they have not moved it from 3. Johnny Avello is sticking strong at 3.
Ooh,
so 2.5 or 3, Ohio State over Kansas. Who do you like?
Well, let me go to the first game.
I got to think we're going to at least agree on one this time, right?
Okay.
We haven't agreed on a game all tournament.
I think Kentucky.
Yeah, but Wisconsin's out of it now.
That's true.
Talking with blinders on. You got to think Kentucky, they're playing their best basketball. I think they get by Louisville. I don't think they cover the 9. Louisville's a hot team. Obviously, the comparisons to Connecticut last year exist. I think possibly Louisville with hot shooting and good guard play and maybe Pitino's experience of getting to the title game and winning it keeps the game close. Remember, Calipari has failed miserably to close out games and win national titles. It's the one blemish on his resume. I like Kentucky to win, Louisville to cover, plus the 9, 3 out of 5 stars. Any disagreements?
I was kind of hoping we talked about the first game, the other game first, because that was the one I have more strong feelings on. This one, I cannot decide who I like on the spread, at least. Kentucky, look, I took the same line you did. You know, there's this old sports betting cliche, you should never bet on a team that you don't think can win. I don't think Louisville is going to beat Kentucky. At the same time, when I look at the game, I think they should be able to keep it within the 9, but do I really want to put my money on a team that I don't think matches up well enough with Kentucky to beat them? I did that with Baylor. I thought Baylor was going to cover against Kentucky. I thought they matched up well. And look, I mean, Kentucky ran them out of the gym, even though it was only 13. So I think this number is right on. I don't even think I'm going to bet this game, if maybe just for action's sake, which would be kind of dumb. But I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily disagree, but I just can't decide.
If I had to bet it, I'd go the same way as you, Ray. I don't like it.
Did you guys ever agree with me? I mean,
I said I agreed with what you were saying. Oh, I just don't think I could bet it. I said I totally agree with what you're saying.
Agree. All right, Team Ray. I thought you said you did. Okay, my bad.
No, I said I agree with what you're saying, but I just don't think I could bet it.
Okay, all right. Well, so we agree, Louisville plus the 9.
If you have to.
Can we put
if you have to, I guess.
Can we put a friendship parlay in where we each take Louisville?
Louisville has covered 8 games in a row, for the record. I mean, it's been ridiculous. Seems like they keep games low scoring enough to where no one really pulls away from them after 40 minutes. They're right there. So
take the air out of the ball type of thing.
And they did cover against Kentucky earlier this year.
Okay, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV. The next game.
The more important game.
The school you guys graduated from, Kansas, getting 2.5/3 against Ohio State, a school I was force-fed to love as a kid.
Do you resent that?
I really like Ohio State football. When my dad took me to Ohio State game in 2001, I thought it was cool. They had a ton of people there. This is football. More people to watch, listen to the band play before the game than UNLV gets in 6 home games combined. The pageantry. I love Ohio State. I'm going to be rooting for them. I think Jared Sullinger coming back is a great story. I love what he symbolizes about college athletics, about how he's an Ohio boy that went to Ohio State. I'm an Ohio boy living in Vegas, even though I was born here. I just can't see how Ohio State doesn't beat Kansas.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you've changed your tune a lot, because I think I don't remember when it was, the last time Taylor missed a show, I think it was right before the tournament, I was listing off the teams that I thought had a chance to win, and I think Ohio State was my number 2 team, and you rolled your eyes and said, oh, they aren't playing any good. Solander's had a disappointing year. You were so down on Ohio State. Now you're loving them and telling me they're a lock in a game where they're only favored by 2.5.
Like I said, it's a team on a roll right now.
He's had a religious experience.
No, right. Listen, the people of Ohio don't have much to look forward to in life except for a team.
Football.
Trust me, they're not even bowl eligible.
I've read articles where, you know, Ohio State fans. That was the big thing. Final Four is the same weekend as Urban Meyer's debut in the spring practice. And I was reading that most people are probably going to care more about that spring game.
I'm sure they will.
The Final Four.
That's
absurd.
People.
KU's going to have a lot more fans.
Let me tell you, people in Ohio, they save their pennies and their meaningless $9 an hour factory job to try to go to 1 Ohio State game a year.
Yeah.
Football. It's the only thing that matters.
All right, well, I think that
for whatever it's worth.
So your stone cold lock of the Final Four is Ohio State minus 2.5.
You guys told me last week that this is probably – this isn't the Kansas team you guys expected to make the Final Four.
No.
Okay, so right now they're playing, I think – with house money, granted they looked awfully good on Sunday. I watched a lot of the game. Even though I wasn't with you guys at the bar, I was with you in spirit.
I feel Taylor wasn't there either, for the record. But anyways, I feel pretty strongly about this one. And I went first last time, so I'm going to let Taylor take it away first and say if he agrees or disagrees with your Ohio State assessment.
I disagree. I like Kansas plus 2.5. I could easily see it going the other way, only because I think Kansas has so overachieved. Like, they've been playing over their heads for a long time now, and you would have to think maybe eventually that's going to, you know, come back on them and it's all going to crumble. But I look at the matchup. I like it for them. I think they may not be able to pull it out, but I think that they can lose by 1 or 2.
I would agree that the matchup is – they won't be overwhelmed. I mean,
I think both teams go in feeling pretty good about what they've got stacked up against the opponent.
I was really, really hoping that you guys were both on the same side so I could be the one to disagree with both of you. But I got to tell you, I've thought a lot about this game, and I love Kansas plus 2.5. I think that they're probably going to win straight up. A few reasons. One, and I didn't bring the stats in front of you, but if you look at these games where it's pretty close to a toss-up, if the line's been 1 or 2 or even 3, in the NCAA tournament the last few years, the team with the better coach a lot of the times wins. And I will take Bill Self over Thad Mata any day of the week. I don't think Mata's a bad coach. I think what you saw Kansas, how do they beat North Carolina? If you read some of the stories and see what the coaches were saying afterwards, Self switched to a triangle and 2 defense with 8 minutes to go. KU goes on a 12-0 run. Hilariously, in the press conference afterwards, someone asked Roy Williams, well, how'd you deal with the triangle and 2? And he goes, oh, I think they ran that a possession or 2, but I didn't notice it. They didn't point it out to their players. They didn't tell them what KU was doing. That illustrates to me how much higher a level Self is as a coach compared to some of these guys. I put Mata more on the level of Roy Williams. I think that Self's going to have something up his sleeve. I think that they're going to shut down Solinger for long enough to win by a couple points. I just didn't look. Here's my last point on this. I know it's totally different teams. This was earlier in the year. KU and Ohio State did play. KU was a 1.5-point favorite at home. They won by 11, which is a lot of points. I know Solinger wasn't in that game. That's what everyone's saying. But since this whole tournament I've looked at from a Vegas angle, even if Solinger did play in that game, he makes probably a 4 or 5 point difference at the absolute most. They beat them by 11. That's a lot. I know it was at home. I think they match up pretty well with them. I think they've got some guys to neutralize Solinger, and I don't think Kansas is going to win the title, but I think they're going to beat Ohio State.
So okay. Are you going to take the points or go with the money line then?
Well, I never bet Kansas games. That's the other thing. Oh. I should make a disclaimer. I'm a homer. I'm not going to bet the game, but I'm going to advise anyone. I think KU will cover.
What's the point total? Is it 137.5?
I'll have to get back to you. That sounds right, but I have to get back to you. I think I have it here.
The claim that Bill Self is a good coach. I remember when he was at Tulsa, and he came into the WAC tournament and absolutely outmaneuvered everybody. With my Ohio State prediction, I say that knowing that Solinger gets in foul trouble a lot. And if he does get in foul trouble, I really think that Kansas is just going to put their foot on the gas pedal and totally destroy Ohio State. So I don't have much confidence in the Ohio State pick, but I do like them, and I do think they get through. That gives us a Kentucky versus Kansas or Ohio State final. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. We got about 5 minutes left. Case Kiefer, Ray Brewer, Taylor Byrne, you're waking up with the sun here on 91.5 KUNV. National championship predictions. I'll let you guys go first, and I'll tell you why you're wrong, because I think you both are going to pick the team that I don't think is going to win. Who wants to go first? Volunteers.
I'll go first here. First of all, before I spout off about the team that you don't like, 136.5 is the total for the Ohio State game.
What do you think of the under on that?
I mean, I'd have to think about it more. I haven't really looked at the totals too much quite yet. I could see it going two different ways, and then Louisville.
There are only two options.
Well, I just meant I don't have a strong feeling. It was basically a different way of saying that. The Louisville total 137 in local sports books. Anyway, here's my thing. I'm not saying that a different team couldn't win it, but I'm saying I don't see how you pick any other team than Kentucky, who is far and away the best team in the country. Obviously, no one is going to beat them. I think if they lose, it's because they've beat themselves, because they played poorly. I think if this team loses, they go down with a couple other teams was actually mentioned in this podcast, in this radio show, excuse me. Thinking we're recording a podcast right now, waking up with the sun on the KUNV. I think they would go down with, like, 1991 UNLV, 1995 Kansas is one of the best teams of all time that doesn't win the title. I don't know. Maybe you disagree with me. I think any of these teams' best games, they don't even beat Kentucky. They have to have their best game, and Kentucky has to play poorly for Kentucky to lose this weekend.
I agree, and it's Kentucky's to lose. The only thing that I could see going against them is just the amount of pressure that's going to be on them, because this is their Final Four. This is their title to take, and you have, you know, interstate rival right now, where, you know, Louisville's playing with house money. They shouldn't be here. The Patino and Calipari thing, like, Calipari would just dread losing to Patino in this big of a spot. Like, you know, will that pressure get to him at any point? I don't think it does. I think this team, you know, take, if you liked Kentucky before the tournament, which most people did, I don't see any reason to switch it up now. They've been playing great. And yes, their best game is better than everybody else's, but they usually don't even need it to win.
All right, right. Let me tell you this, Tarkanian, back to our initial conversation, huge Kentucky fan. He's got Kentucky winning the tournament. He and Calipari are boys. Calipari even let him ride the bus in Maui. Who knows if Tark's going to be there. I know he's trying to get down there if he gets out of the hospital. I don't necessarily disagree with you guys. Case, the difference, I'm not picking Kentucky. I'm going to take Ohio State. I know I sound crazy. The difference between the UNLV team in 91 that didn't win or the Kansas team of the mid-90s that didn't win and this Kentucky team is this Kentucky team is built on younger players. Kid Gilchrist, Davis, younger players, 19, 20-year-old kids who, while they're very talented and they're top five guys, maybe they don't have the experience to get them through against maybe a Buford from Ohio State who's a veteran senior. In my humble opinion.
My least favorite argument, and of course hold you on. Have to bring it up on the radio no, show. I hate on. The experience argument, but go ahead.
Secondly, Calipari, until he wins one, I don't know if he could get it done, in my humble opinion. Show me the money, baby. Prove it to me that you're going to get it done.
And Thad Mata has shown you the money?
Thad Mata's been to a championship game before.
He hasn't won
so
one.
Has Calipari.
Yeah.
Calipari's been closer.
Calipari is playing with eight of the top eight players every year.
He had Greg Oden and Mike Conley. Are they not in the top eight the year he made it?
That's
Daquan
true.
Cook.
Yeah, and Daquan Cook. Yeah. Look, I like your coaching argument a lot better. Maybe that you're more confident in Mata. I just totally disagree with the experience. I mean, if we're
every,
going by
every
that.
Every time we bring that up, you disagree.
If we're going by that, how did UConn win the title last year? They were all
Kemba
underclassmen.
Walker, baby.
Okay, one junior. Everyone else was an underclassman.
He wasn't a senior.
Well, he was a four-year guy. He was the man. He was experienced. He had a degree. He was smart. He
so why don't you like Kansas? Their top seven is all juniors and seniors.
Kansas Johnson included. Who,
Kansas yeah. is a –
What about it? He's been playing great. He's averaged 15 points over the last five games.
Miraculously playing great. Listen, we got a minute left here, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. You guys like Kansas to play Kentucky in the finals and Kentucky to win. I like Ohio State to play Kentucky in the finals.
Because they're experienced, yet Kansas is a lot more experienced.
And I like the Buckeyes to win. As usual, we agree to disagree. Sometimes, believe it or not, folks, I'm never right. But we always enjoy trying to break it down for you. We went a whole show for the first time since, I think, November without talking UNLV basketball. Are you guys okay? Well, I don't know if Tarkanian counts as UNLV basketball.
I don't know if there's much to talk about, really, at this point, other than...
Is Mike Moser staying or leaving? That's the only question these days.
I hope staying.
For his sake, I hope too, because I think he could do a lot better next year.
I can too, but I know what it is to be poor, and if you got a chance to potentially get some money, you never know.
Yeah, and it's all based on the information they get back, and we'll have more on that this week after he meets with Dave.
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk.